Hello and welcome back to Tani Talk Stuff. This year we'll be talking Daf Lesson a Day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Sukkah 36. The Gemara talks about how it's taught in a Braisa. Rav Yossi said there was once an incident with Rabbi Akiva that he came to the synagogue with his estrel carried on his shoulder due to its great size. Seemingly, the notes point out there is no maximum size for an estrog, according to the story, as Ron and Ritva point out. But Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Yossi, what proof can you bring from there? They said to Rabbi Akiva, this estrog is not beautiful, but obviously Rabbi Akiva felt that it was. And that's the point to focus in on here. When it comes to mitzvos, bigger really is better. Do what you can to spend more, to get a more beautiful estrog, a more beautiful lulav, a more beautiful sukkah, more beautiful tefillin and talis, and talis katan, the tzitzis, and beautiful yarmulke, things involved in mitzvos, a beautiful candelabra, things involved in doing mitzvos, bigger is better. It's more beautiful to have. Obviously, not to spend your entire life savings on it, not to go broke from it, but to spend a little more on a mitzvah is really good, especially when it comes to mitzvah like tzedakah, when you're giving to others, going above beyond 10%, giving a little more than 10%. So instead of $200 from a $2,000 check, give to 10, to 30, to 50, giving a little more. As the Gemara shows that Rabbi Akiva was here with the esrog that was big on his shoulder, and that was better, and that was a mehudar way according to him. So too in life in general, bigger is better when it comes to mitzvah. Spend more, get a more beautiful thing in order to do the mitzvah. Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 37 here on the TTD.